接下来是信息的时间，我们把时间交给冯涛弟兄。
感谢神。好，我们在接下来如果有需要回到主日学当中的朋友们，现在可以回到主日学当中。
If you need to go to your Sunday school, please go to Sunday school now.
我们在今天这个主日，我们还是继续来思想马太福音。
This Sunday we continue to think about the book of Matthew.
我们大家可以一起先来读一处经文，是在马太福音的22:36-40.
As a beginning, let's read today's passage. It's the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 36 to 40.
好，我们可以看到这个大屏幕，我们看到可以一起来读。
Let's you can see this passage on the screen, and when you see this, let's read together.
马太福音22:36起，夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？耶稣对他说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一且是最大的，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。感谢神，我们经文读到这里，我们一起来做个祷告。
Thank God, this is the passage. Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你独生爱子主耶稣基督赐给我们。
Thank you, give us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
叫我们这一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For those of us who believe in him should not be perished but have eternal life.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
We thank you, you give us your word.
带领我们前面的道路。
And lead us our way ahead of us.
感谢你赐下圣灵，来到我们的心里。
And thank you, give us the Holy Spirit come to our heart.
让我们能够明白神的话语。
So we understand the word of God.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
主耶稣基督说律法的总纲是两条。
And Jesus said that the greatest command is a two. In the law there's a two part.
那么第一条是最大的也是第一的。
And one is the greatest command, and the first, you can say that.
那么第一条就是你要尽心、尽性、尽意，在另外一处经文又有尽力来爱主你的神。
And the first one is you love your Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And then the other passage also has with all your strength.
这是诫命中的第一，这是最大的。
And this is the first and the greatest command.
在我们上一次主日当中，我们思想了，我们人只有爱神，我们才可能去爱人。
In the previous Sunday, we think about the first commandment that we have to love God first, and then we can love people.
所以爱上帝是一切诫命当中第一的，是起点，也是最重要的、最大的。
So love God is the first, is the foundation of everything, and it's the most important one.
在箴言14:31，圣经是这样说。
And the Proverbs chapter 14 verse 31, that what Bible says is this.
欺压贫寒的是辱没造他的主，怜悯穷乏的乃是尊敬主。
And he who oppressed the poor and reproaches maker, but he honors him as the mercy and the needy.
圣经也告诉我们，我们不可杀人。
And the Bible told us we shall not murder.
因为流人血的，他的血也必被人流。
Because if you shed other people's blood, and your blood should be shed.
接下来圣经说，因为人是上帝按他自己的形象造的。
And because the Bible said that the man is created by according to God's image.
所以如果我们爱上帝，我们就爱那些身上有上帝形象的人。
So if we love God, then we will have love those who has the image of God, that's a people.
如果我们不爱上帝
，if we don't love God,
我们不可能真正的爱人，也不可能真正知道人身上有何等宝贵的价值。
We cannot truly love people, and we cannot truly understand how precious the value that has a human being.
所以我们今天来思想这总纲的第二条，就是要爱人如己。
So today we come to think about the study. The second one is the second one is to love people as ourselves.
那么我们知道，在这个华人的这个文明的历史当中，我们有一个很大的一个争论，就是我们要怎样去爱人。
And we know that in the history of a Chinese civilization, we have a historical, we have a great competition of a philosophical idea of how should we love people.
那么有一种呢，就是孟子提出来的仁爱的思想。
And one is from Confucius, which is called benevolence.
那么仁爱呢，简单的一句话就是说，老吾老以及人之老，幼吾幼以及人之幼。
And benevolence basically says you extend your respect to your aged parents to all aged, you extend your love for your children to all children.
所以这种仁爱呢，起点是什么呢？就是以我们的血缘关系，以我自己为起点，就是我要先爱我的父母，先爱我的家庭，然后我这个爱可以延伸出去，去爱别人。
So you can see that the benevolence, the point is you start with your blood, have the relationship with the blood relationship. You love your parents first, and then you extend it to the aged. You love your children first, and then you extend your love to the other children.
所以仁爱的这种思想呢，是以血缘关系为核心的。所以中国人这个家这个观念是非常重的。
So you can see this benevolence that founded at the kind of blood relationship and the family in Chinese culture, that family is a very important concept.
仁爱以血缘关系为核心，然后这样的扩展出去，就是推己及人，就是这样的扩展出去。所以这样的一种爱呢，是有远近的差别，是有亲疏的差别的。
So you can see this type of love is start with your own circle and then extend it. So this love, there is a distinction between far distance and close to you, or this more relative to you or less relative to you.
这就是孟子所说的仁爱。
So that's what Confucius said, benevolence.
那么还有另外一个，就是墨子所说的兼爱。
The other philosophy that from Mozi basically says is the universal love.
那么这墨子所说的这种兼爱是什么呢？就是人与人之间是完全的，没有亲疏远近关系的那种爱，就是所有人都是我的父母，所有人都是我的儿女，所有人都是我的兄弟姐妹。
Mozi's point is that there is no far away or close or not close that concept, but rather everyone is my parents, everyone is my brother and sister, everyone is my children.
所以我爱所有的人都是一样的，因为都是我的父母，都是我的孩子，都是我的兄弟姐妹。
So my love to everyone should be the same because they all my parents, they're all my children, they're all my brothers and sisters.
所以在我们怎样去爱人这件事情上面，中国人有过很大的争论。一个就是仁爱，孟子说的仁爱，孔孟说的仁爱；一个就是墨子说的这种兼爱。
So the historically we have this competition between the philosophy, these two philosophy of how do we love people. One is that Confucius said the benevolence, the other is Mengzi's universal love.
那个兼那个字是兼并的兼啊，那个。OK， 那么最后这种争论哪一种占了上风呢
？So I guess you know that in the end, which one actually kind of edged out？
仁爱哈，仁爱的思想，结果在中国这个文明史上，它就占了上风。
So in Chinese, civilization actually, benevolence actually take the dominance.
国父孙中山先生就很推崇仁爱。
You know, Sun Yat-sen is very much for this benevolence.
那么孟子是就是非常藐视墨子所提出的那种兼爱的那种思想。
So Confucius actually very looked down 孟子's idea about universal love.
啊，他说你这样，你这是禽兽啊，你这是禽兽。
And even go very extreme, he said you do this like animal.
怎么可能大家都一样呢？怎么可能没有亲疏远近之分呢
？How come that everyone is the same? How come there is no close and far away relationship?
啊，所以这种就是由我，我先爱我，我先爱我的家，然后爱我的老人，然后这样的推展出去的这种仁爱的思想，就统治中国人几千年。
So basically, this benevolence type of love started with me, my family, and then extend to this that dominates a Chinese civilization for thousands of years.
所以我们华人说，我们这个每个人呐、啊，要修身齐家啊，然后是治国平天下。
And so a Chinese said, I have to control myself or exercise myself and then do good in the family and then I do the country business and then extend my influence to the whole world.
所以这就是仁爱的思想一种表达，就是说我先把我自己要照顾好啊。
So,
我先把我的家要照顾好啊。
So basically that's the benevolence idea. I have to take care of myself first and then I go beyond that.
那么孟子也说就是穷则独善其身，达则通其天下，这也是同样的意思。
And so Confucius also says, if I'm poor, I'm just take care of myself first. If I become a very prosper, then I'm try to benefit the society.
所以这种爱是由近及远，就是有亲疏的关系，但是就是我们往往会觉得自己穷嘛。
So you can see this type of concept is that okay, it's all myself first and go beyond that. And most time, we will always think we are in poor situation.
所以这句话流传下来，后来到了普通人的口里啊，就变成什么呢？就变成个人至少门前雪，别管他人瓦上霜。
And so this philosophy continued to pass down and become ordinary people because it become that everyone just wrap your own snow on your house, don't care about other people's roofs, fogs.
那么最后甚至说什么，就是人不为己，天诛地灭。
And then they go to extreme is that if people don't for yourself, you are cursed.
我曾经亲耳听到一个信主很多年的一个华人基督徒姊妹，她是这样来解释耶稣说的爱人如己到底是什么意思。
Actually, I hear by myself. One time, I hear a sister. She actually become a Christian very long, and how she explains that what Jesus said, love others like love yourself.
那次是在一个聚会当中，这个姊妹还是很自豪的跟大家分享的。
And this is in a gathering. This just actually very proud to share.
她说我今天来聚会的时候，那个时候我在中国大陆嘛，我们要坐这个公共汽车啊。她说我今天坐公共汽车来聚会的时候。
This is when I was in China, and the sister said, "Well, I come to today's gathering, and of course we take a bus. I was right on the bus."
这个姊妹是很年轻的姊妹啊。
That's a very young young sister. It's a young.
然后这时候有一个老人上了公共汽车。
And the sister said, at that time, there's an old aged person come to the bus.
然后这个姊妹就想，我要不要把我的座位让给这个老人家坐。
And the sister thought that should I give my seat to this elder?
然后那个姊妹就说，想了半天，她说我是基督徒，我要爱人如己。
And the sister think for a while, she says, I'm a Christian, I should love people like I love myself.
所以呢，我不能把我的位置给这个老人家坐。
Therefore, I cannot give my seat to this elder.
我说，为什么呀？
And I said, why?
他说，如果我把我的位置给这个老人家坐，我就爱他超过爱我自己啊。
And I said, if I give seat to the elder, then I love him more than love myself.
我爱人家像爱我自己一样，但是我不能爱他超过爱我自己啊。
So I kind of sort of didn't against the Jesus teaching because I love other people like I love myself, so I cannot love other people more than love myself.
哦，我们听到这样的话，我们都无话可说啊。
We are speechless when we see hear what she said.
当然我们不是赞同她的说法了。
Of course we're not. Condone what she said.
但是我们心里明白，她其实是用中国几千年这种所谓的仁爱的这种思想来解释耶稣所说的话。
So this actually, we understand that she actually uses this type of benevolence, type of philosophy, tried to explain what Jesus said.
她不是真正按圣经的话语来思想。
It's not truly according to what the Bible said to explain what Jesus said.
他是站在中华文明的这个根基上面啊，就是我的爱一定是由近及远的，我的爱一定是先爱我，先爱我的家，然后我再去爱别人。他是站在这个立场上来想耶稣说的爱人如己。He
is based on that benevolence philosophy. Think about my love has to be from close to extend to far away, and myself then extend to other people. So he based on this philosophy to explain what to understand, try to understand what Jesus said.
显然耶稣说的完全不是这个意思。
Of course, Jesus didn't say that way.
如果说我爱别人不能超过爱我自己，那我什么都不要给别人，一分钱都不要给别人。
If I'm don't love myself, love other people can more than love myself, then of course I'm not going to give one penny to other people.
因为我哪怕给别人一分钱，也就证明他多了这一分钱，我少了这一分钱。
If I give one penny to other, that proves that he got one more penny and I have one more penny less.
那我是不是爱他比爱我多呢？
So that would be love him more than love myself.
所以这是非常荒谬的逻辑，这是完全曲解耶稣所说的话。
So this is a very, very ridiculous way to understand it, to twist what Jesus said.
我们来看耶稣是怎样解释爱人如己到底是什么意思。
And let's look at how Jesus actually explains what means love others like love yourself.
我们大家一起来读一下。 路加福音的10章25到37节
Let's read together Book of Luke chapter 10 verse 25 to 37
这是耶稣讲的一个非常著名的比喻 叫做好撒玛利亚人的比喻
This is the parable that Jesus made and about the good Samaritan
我们一起来读路加福音10章25节起
Let's read together
有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说：“夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？”他回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。”耶稣说：“你回答的是，你这样行。” 就必得永生。那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说：“谁是我的邻舍呢？”耶稣回答说：“有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打得半死，就丢下他走了。偶尔有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他。” 就从那边过去了，又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他，也照样从那边过去了。唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。 第二天拿出2钱银子来交给店主说：“你且照应他，此外所费用的我回来必还你。”你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？
他说是怜悯他的，耶稣说你去照样行吧。耶稣讲了这个比喻来回答那个律法师所提出的问题，谁是我的邻舍，我到底应该爱谁。
Jesus put this parable to answer the question that the priest asked, who is my neighbor, who should I love?
那么这个好撒玛利亚人的比喻非常非常的出名。
Of course, this parable is very famous.
啊，我们知道在美国是有一个好撒玛利亚人的法，有一条法的。
And we know there is a law, a code.In U.S. called the Good Samaritan Code, a Good Samaritan Law.
啊，那么当然不仅在美国了，在许许多多受过基督教信仰所影响的国家，都会有这样的一条法律，叫做好撒玛利亚人法。
Of course, it's not only U.S. All the countries that would be influenced by Christian faith have this law called the Good Samaritan Law.
那这个法律是什么？就是你看到有在患难当中的人，你要去救他。
And what basically this code basically says, if you see some people in trouble, you have an obligation to save them.
你不要去考虑后果啊，或者相应的一些法律责任。你有这个责任，你要去救人，你要去做那个好撒玛利亚人。
If people are in the danger, you don't need to concern about what the consequence, whether the law meets law or whatever. You have the obligation to save that person. You need to be a good Samaritan.
啊，所以在有这样的法律的国家，或者说在有这样在受基督教信仰所影响的国家，你看不到一种现象。
So you can see in those countries that are influenced by Christian faith, you cannot see this type of scenario.
什么现象呢？就是有人站到这个楼顶上要自杀，结果下面很多人看着啊，鼓掌欢呼，你快跳下来吧，你快跳下来吧。
What kind of scenario is just someone standing at the top of the building want to jump and commit suicide, and all the crowd below that club is go ahead, jump.
啊，不要浪费我们的时间了，你得跳吧。
And don't waste our time, just jump quick.
这种现象，你在这种有好撒玛利亚人的法的这种国家里，你是看不到的。
You won't see this scenario in those countries that has a good Samaritan code.
因为如果有这样的事情发生，你必须要去救这个人，你必须要去救这个在患难当中，或者说他想自杀，你要去救他。
Because if this situation according to this code, you have to save this person. Is going to in deep trouble. Is going to commit suicide.
所以这就是我们基督徒深深的盼望。全地都要归荣耀给神，全地都要信靠主耶稣基督，因为我们盼望所有的地方都有这个好撒玛利亚人法。
So that is what Christian hope that the whole earth that can be give glory to God and the whole earth have this good Samaritan code.
如果说我愿意生活在一个什么样的地方，我愿意生活在一个周围都是好撒玛利亚人的地方。
It's obvious if you ask me where I want to live, definitely I want to live a place that around me is all good Samaritan.
我愿我的孩子生活在这样的地方。
I want my children to live this type of place.
所以好撒玛利亚人的比喻非常非常重要，它影响了许许多多的国家，许许多多的文明，许许多多的这个民族。
So the teaching of Jesus Christ about the Good Samaritan actually is very important. It has great influence among a lot of nations, a lot of people and country.
啊，我们回到耶稣所说的这个比喻当中。
So let's go back to this parable.
啊，那么这个人来问耶稣，就是我怎样可以得永生。
And this lawyer come to Jesus said, ask how can I have eternal life?
啊，那么耶稣说，你从律法中读的是什么？然后这个律法师他给出了正确答案，就是总纲的两条，爱神爱人。
And Jesus said, "Okay, what do you learn from the law?" And the lawyer actually gave a correct answer. Is the first two is love God, love people.
那么圣经特别在这里记载，就这个人他要显明自己有理，他又追问耶稣一个问题。
And but here, we'll pay attention that this lawyer actually want to ask Jesus another question. He tried to.Justify himself.
所以他是不是真的想知道答案呢？
So he's not trying to find the answer.
不，他心里已经有答案了。
He already have his answer.
而且他认为他的答案一定是对的。
And he think his answer is right.
他说，无论你耶稣说谁是我的邻舍，我应该爱谁，那我 都来证明你说错了，我证明我是对的。
And I want to prove myself is right. So whatever Jesus said, who is my neighbor, I can prove you're wrong.
啊，或者耶稣，你无论告诉我我应该去爱谁，然后我都能够指出你的错，因为我是对的。
No matter who you tell me whom I should love, I can point out the mistake you have because I'm right.
啊，如果耶稣说你要爱所有的人啊，所有的人，你爱所有的人都要爱你自己，就好像啊，中国历史上墨子说的那种思想。
If Jesus said you got to love all the people, all the people like yourself, and just like 墨子 in China said,
没有什么亲远近呐、啊，亲疏没有这样的区别。
There's no distinction between close or far away a relationship, that type of thing.
啊，那这个律法是很可能就像当年孟子嘲笑墨子一样，啊，你这是荒唐的。
And then the lawyer probably just like Confucius laugh at the monks, said, well, you're just kind of pretty ridiculous.
如果耶稣说你只爱你的同胞啊，以色列人，所谓上帝的选民。
If Jesus tell him you just love your countrymen, just like the Israelites, God's chosen people.
哎，那这个律法师就是，那耶稣，那你为什么经常跟那些罪人和税吏跟外邦人在一起呢？你为什么就爱这些人呢？
And then that lawyer probably will point out, okay, then why Jesus you always be with those sinners and the Gentiles and be with them?
啊，所以他来问耶稣这个问题，他心里有答案，然后他就等着耶稣说，你告诉你说出你的答案，然后我来指出你是错的，我是对的，
所以
是这样的。
See, this people, this poor lawyer come to Jesus is not trying to find the answer. He tried to point out that Jesus' answer is wrong, his own answer is right.
啊，所以耶稣呢没有直接回答他的问题，谁是你的邻舍？耶稣讲了一个故事。
So Jesus didn't directly answer his question, who is your neighbor, but he tell a story.
啊，那么在这个故事的最后主耶稣问这个律法师，就说这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？
And Jesus in the end of this story, Jesus asked him a question. So which of the three do you think was the neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?
啊，那么这个其实这句话的意思大家一看都可以很清楚了，就是这里有三个人有三个人。
And this is very clear that okay, here is the three person.
啊，这三个人当中，啊，那个落在强盗里的被打得半死的那一个人，要爱其中的一个。I'm very pretty sure.
So this the one who fall in the thief need to love the three one of the three.
Okay, so.The King James Version 是这样说哈。
So King James Version says.
那么就是 ，So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?
你想这三个人中落在强盗手中的邻舍，哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍？
所以他你看，因为他有一个 who。就是这个人呐、啊，他是落在被强盗打得半死了，然后呢，他要爱他的邻舍，然后这里有三个人，其中有一个是他的邻舍，他要爱他。
Okay, so I think basically said this person is the is fall in the thief's hand or was beat into death.And so this person, if this three person think about there is a neighbor he should love, right? This person should be the neighbor of which one of the three?
啊，我非常非常的确定，大家如果有兴趣可以去查一下希腊文原文，在这一上面，在这一点上面，其实中文的意思表达的已经很清楚了。那么呢？其实中文意思表达很清楚，但是你如果需要有英文的来帮助，你看这句话的意思就是说，有三个人，这三个人当中有一个你应该去爱他，你应该去爱他。那么你是谁呢？你是那个落在强盗里的那一个。所以哈，首先我们来看这三个人是哪三个人，在这个故事当中有几个人出现。
So let's look at this three person, which this three person Jesus is talking about, was talking about.
啊，这个比喻我相信大家都很熟悉哈。
So I understand.
啊， 就大可能都很熟悉哈。你看我们简单回顾一下，耶稣说有一个人在路上被别人打得半死。
So let's review that one person would beat to death half dead by the thieves.
那么第一个从他这里走过的是祭司。
So the first one is a priest.
第二个从他这里走过的是利未人。
Second is a Levite.
第三个从他这里走但是没有过去的是撒玛利亚人。撒玛利亚人。
Third one passed through, but he stopped. That's the good Samaritan.
然后这个好撒玛利亚人就救了这个人。
So of course he saved that person.
好，我们简单说哈。
So that's
然后耶稣就说，你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？
So which of these three do you think was the neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?
就是。其实我们中文表达得很清楚了，但是我们知道我们这个中文，我们和合本的中文用的是90多年前的中文，但你这个英文在这一点上它更加清晰地表达原文的意思哈。这因为英文有一个什么好呢，它后面有一个定语从句，就是这个就是 neighbor to him， 这个 him 它有一个定义，这个 him 是谁
就是落在强盗这个定有一个定语，就是落在强盗手中的那个人的邻舍是谁？
清楚了哈，三个人，就说很简单，这三个人是谁？耶稣说三个人是，很显然就是指的那个祭司、利未和好撒玛利亚人。
就很显然，这三个人当中 ，the three person is a priest and Levi and Samaritan。
所以这个。来问耶稣的这个律法师就说，我的邻舍是谁啊？我要爱谁啊？我要爱那个怜悯他的那一个，我要爱那个怜悯他的那一个。
So basically, this lawyer come to Jesus and said, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus' answer is, "The neighbor is the who have mercy on him. That is your neighbor. You should love him."
所以。如果我们看这个故事啊，我们想，哎呀，我要去怜悯谁？我怜悯那个被打得半死的，对不对
？So when we read this story, we're thinking, if I have a mercy, the lawyer, if I have the mercy, he should have a mercy on that person being beat to the death.
但是这里说，我要去爱哪一个呢？因为那个律法说，我要爱我耶稣，你说要爱邻舍嘛？律法师说，那谁是我的邻舍？或者说我要去爱谁呢？
And because you said, love your neighbor, right? So I'm asking, who is my neighbor? Who should I love?
然后耶稣讲完这个故事，耶稣说，这三个人当中，你应该爱哪一个呢？
So when Jesus finishes this story, this three person, which one should love?
这三个人就根本就没有包括那个被打得半死的那个。
This three person actually didn't include the person beaten to half death.
然后这个律法师显然他明白了耶稣讲这个故事的意义。
And the lawyer actually understood what Jesus said, what the mean of Jesus Christ.
他说我要爱那个怜悯人，就那个好撒玛利亚人。
And basically said, oh, I should love this the among this three who have a mercy on this the person be dead. This the person is the good Samaritan.
其实耶稣在这个故事当中回答了两个问题。
Actually, Jesus answered.Two questions in this parable.
那么一个问题非常的清楚，就是你应该爱谁？谁是你的邻舍？你应该爱谁
？One question is very clear. Who should you love? Who is your neighbor?
就是律法师问的这个问题。
That's what the lawyer asked.
那么还有一个问题呢
？And other question that Jesus answered.
或这个问题是耶稣第一个回答，就是你是谁
？And what Jesus actually Jesus answered is who you are. Who are you?
所以这个律法师听完耶稣讲的这个故事，律法师事实上找到了两个答案。
And when lawyer hear this story, he actually find two answers.
那么一个答案当然是他问的，谁是我应该去爱的？他找到了答案，他自己口里说出来。
So, one of course the question he asked, who is my neighbor? Who should I love?
他找到了答案，他的答案是对的。
And his answer is right.
他说那个怜悯人的那一个，我要去爱他。所以耶稣说，你答对了，你就这样去做吧。
And Jesus said, the one who have mercy is the one I should love. And Jesus said, you're right, just do it accordingly.
那么事实上, 当这个律法师 找到这个问题的答案之前, 他找到了另外一个问题的答案。
And actually, before the lawyer find this answer for this question, I actually find the answer for another question.
那个问题是什么呢? 就是我是谁?
And the question is, who am I?
在这个比喻当中, 我是谁?
In this parable, who am I?
那么我想问大家, 这个律法师在耶稣所说的这个比喻当中, 律法师找到了他的位置, 他觉得自己是谁啊?
And in this parable, the lawyer actually find this place. In this parable, who is the lawyer, actually?
感谢神。 这个律法师知道他就是那个被打得半死的, 所以他要爱那个怜悯他的那一个。
And so basically the lawyer knows who he is, the one who be beaten to death. So he should love that the person who have mercy on him.
那个律法师不会认为他, 我就是那个祭司,从这个被打半死这个人身边走过的那个祭司, 我就是那个立位人, 他不是这样看他自己的。
So the lawyer didn't look at himself like a priest, like a Levi. He didn't look at himself like this.
他如果这样看自己, 他就说, 我要爱那个被打得半死的那一个啊, 他是我的灵舍啊, 他会得出这样的结论。
If you look at that way, his conclusion is, I need to love those who beat to death because he's my neighbor, I should love him, right?
不, 他得出的结论是, 我要爱那个怜悯我的那一个。
And he got an answer is, I need to love the person who have mercy on me.
因为我是那个被打得半死的。
Because I am the one to beat him to death.
所以这爱神爱人是没有办法分开的。
So you can see, love people and love God, you cannot separate them.
这个被强盗打得半死的人, 是所有人的写照, 所有人都是这样的。
Actually, the person beaten to death is a picture of all of us.
耶稣这个比喻当中, 说一个人从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥, 然后被强盗碰到打得半死。
And Jesus in this parable said one person from Jerusalem to Jericho, and was fall in the hand of a thief.
耶路撒冷是圣城。
And Jerusalem is the holy city.
耶路撒冷那里有神的圣殿。
And Jerusalem has a temple of God.
耶利哥是一个罪恶的城市, 是一个非常非常低的, 它的位置, 海拔位置是非常低的一个地方。
Jericho is a city of sin, and even its geographic position is a very low place.
然后这个人离开了上帝圣殿所在的城市, 去到了一个充满罪恶最低的一个地方。
So if you can, this person leave the God's holy city and go to a very low place and a sin city.
圣经中谁是这样?
And in Bible, who is like this?
亚当就是这样。
Adam is like this.
被赶出伊甸园, 离开与神同在的地方, 落到黑暗当中去。
And was driven out of the garden and into the darkness.
从此被罪和死亡捆绑，成为魔鬼撒旦的奴隶。
From then on, he was a bondage of a sin and a death, and became slave of Satan.
人的生命变成了一声叹息，变成了劳苦愁烦。
And a person's life become a sign and become a labor and a troubling.
被打得半死。
And was beaten to death.
灵魂已经死了，亚当夏娃犯罪，赶出伊甸园。他们吃那分别善恶树上的果子，神说他们必死。他们事实上与生命的源头隔开，他们灵魂已经掉到黑暗当中去，完全与神隔绝。
And just like Adam and Eve, when they were leave the presence of God, their spirit soul is dead.
就是与生命的源头离开，但他们肉体还很健康啊。
Because their flesh is still alive, but their soul is because they were departed from the source of life, so they're dead.
打得半死。
And just like here, beaten to half death.
强盗来了, 强盗打他。
And a thief tried to beat them.
强盗, 圣经说, 整个世界伏在那恶者的权势之下。
And the Bible said that this whole world is under the evil one.
耶稣基督说，盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊或做人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And Jesus said, when the thief come, he will destroy to kill, and I come is the one people to have life, and have life abundantly.
所以很明显，在耶稣这个比喻当中，那个强盗指的是谁啊？
So you can see very clearly that thief in this parable is point to whom?
那恶者。
Is the evil one.
那抵挡上帝的那一个。
The one who against God.
魔鬼，撒旦。
It's the devil, Satan.
那么有一位来了，好撒玛利亚人。
And there's one come, a good Samaritan.
他救了这个打得半死的人。
He saved this person who half dead.
医治他的伤口，给他抹油。
Heal his wound and have oil cover him.
照顾他。
And take care of him.
让他活过来。
And make him alive.
好撒玛利亚人是谁？
Who is the good Samaritan?
就是那个怜悯人的那一位。
And the one have mercy.
谁是怜悯人的那一位？
Who is the one have mercy?
就是把人从罪和死亡当中拯救出来的那一位。
And the one who deliver people from sin and death, that one.
就是主耶稣基督。
That Jesus Christ.
被打得半死的人是所有世人的写照，离开了上帝，掉到黑暗当中去了。
So this half-dead person is a picture of all of us. We leave God and into the world.
因为人的罪，这个世界充满了苦难。
Because of the sin, this world filled with suffering, anguish.
我前段时间我刚刚看到一个新闻哈，就前两天刚刚看到一个新闻。
And I just saw news.
我看了就是心里很难受。
I was very troubled to read this news.
我不说在哪个城市哈，反正在美国有一个城市，有一个很漂亮的年轻女孩子在街上走，这时候旁边有一个人就对她说：“哎呀，你好漂亮，你好漂亮。”
And I don't want to tell which city, but there's a city in U.S. and a beautiful girl was walk on the street, and then a person approached her and said, "Ah, you're very beautiful."
然后这个女孩子很高兴呐，然后那个人就问她：“那你害不害怕呢？”
And then the girl is very happy. And then the other one asked her, "Are you afraid?"
那女孩说：“那我不害怕啊。”
And the girl said, "No, I'm not afraid."
结果那个称赞她漂亮、问她害不害怕的人拿出一把刀，在她脸上划了几十刀。
And then that person who said you are very beautiful and pick up a knife and cut her face for many cut her face.
这是一个充满罪的世界。
And this kind of world is full of sin.
这个人离开了上帝的圣城，离开了耶路撒冷，掉到黑暗里去了。
And this person that leave the Jerusalem, that God's holy city, and go to the darkness.
打得半死，躺在那里一点希望没有，他救不了他自己。
Is dead and it's half dead. It's no hope. He cannot save himself.
这也是这个世界的光景。
And this is the picture of this world as well.
没有拯救，没有别的得救的门路，只有一位。
And there is no salvation. There is no other way to be saved except one.
这个打得半死，他是绝望的。他是没有能力自救的，也没有人会去救他。
And this person actually half dead is without hope. There's no one can save him.
感谢神，这时候来了一个好撒玛利亚人。
Thank God, there's a good Samaritan.
这个绝望的人能活过来。
And this person without hope can be alive again.
感谢神，上帝赐下他的独生爱子主耶稣基督来到这个世上，信靠他的人能活过来。
Thank God that Jesus sent Jesus Christ come to this world, so whoever trusts Him can be alive again.
所以，当我们来看耶稣所讲的这个好撒玛利亚人的比喻，事实上，我们第一个要思想的，在这个比喻当中，我是谁啊？
So when we look at this parable, when we read this parable, the first thing we can think about, who am I?
这个律法师他明白了，他明白他是谁。他听完耶稣讲的这个比喻，他心里说我是谁。
And the lawyer actually understood after he finished hear this story. He understood who am I.
然后他就得出正确的答案。他说我应该爱谁。
Then he actually got the right answer of who should I love.
然后耶稣对他说：“现在你明白了吧？你是那个得到怜悯的那一位。 你要爱那个怜悯你的那一位，那你就要照着怜悯你的那一位去行。
So Jesus basically said to the lawyer, now you understand that you're the one who have the mercy, so you should love the one who gave you the mercy, and you got to do it according to the one show you the mercy.
这是圣经从旧约到新约一致的教导。
This is the consistent teaching of a Bible from the Old Testament to New Testament.
在旧约，上帝对他的选民以色列人是这样说。
In the Old Testament, God teaches the people in this way.
出埃及记二十三章九节。
In Exodus 23:9.
我们大家一起读一下哈，出埃及记二十三章九节。
And we can read together.
不可欺压寄居的，因为你们在埃及地做过寄居的，知道寄居的心。好，我们再一起来读利未记的十九章三十三到三十六节。
We also read this together.
有人外人在你们国中和你们同居，就不可欺负他，和你们同居的外人，你们要看他如本地人一样，并要爱他如己，因为你们在埃及地也做过寄居的。我是耶和华你们的神，你们施行审判，不可行不义，在尺秤升斗上也是如此，要用公道天平，公道砝码，公道升斗，公道秤。我是耶和华你们的神，曾把你们从埃及地领出来。这里提到上帝让以色列人，让他的选民要爱人如己。
And here God wants his people Israelites to love them, love people like the, as themselves.
利未记十九章三十四节，爱他如己就是爱人如己。
And verse 34 it said love him as yourself.
为什么呢？
So why is that?
因为上帝说你们以前是在埃及地做奴隶的，你们以前是在埃及地寄居的，上帝说我把你拯救了出来。
And basically is that God said to Israelites, when you were in Egypt, you were in alien there, I saved them from there, deliver you from there.
你是那个被打得半死的那一个，我怜悯了你。
And you're the one who will be beaten to half dead, and I have mercy on you.
所以你现在也要去怜悯那些在你们当中做奴隶和寄居的人。
Therefore you should have a mercy to those who among you have alien and also be a slave.
对，我拯救了你，我怜悯了你，你要爱我。上帝对以色列人这样说。
And God said to Israelites, I save you, I deliver you, I have mercy on you so you can love me.
你如果爱我，你就要像我坐在你身上的那些事情那样去坐在别人身上。
So if you love me, you just have to do whatever I do unto you to those and others.
因为你们是一样的。
Because you are the same.
你们是一样的，你们也是寄居的，你们也是为奴的，别人也是寄居的，别人也是为奴的。
And you were slavery, you were alien, and the people among us are slave and alien as well.
所以在耶稣基督，他没有带来什么新的道理。
So in here, Jesus actually didn't put some new new theory.
耶稣是一再重复上帝已经赐给人的话。
And Jesus actually simply repeat what the God already gave to people.
如果你要问上帝，我应该爱谁
？If you want to ask God, who should I love?
你说谁配得到我的爱？
Who is worthy of my love?
上帝首先问我们，你知不知道你是谁？
And God will ask us first, do you know who you are?
如果我们知道，我是那个得到怜悯的那一个。
If we know that I am the one who had mercy.
如果我们知道，我就是那个被打得半死的那一个。
If I know I am the one who be beaten to half dead.
上帝救了我。
God saved me.
我爱上帝。
I love God.
那我要怎样做呢？
Then what should I do?
我要像上帝爱我那样去爱别人，因为我跟别人是一样的。
I should do it like God loved me, as God loved me, and to love other people because we are the same.
所以当我们来思想好撒玛利亚人的比喻
，So when we think about this parable, Good Samaritan parable，
这个比喻不是抬高人的。
This parable is not uplift a people。
啊，这个比喻不是让人听到这个比喻说啊，我是一个道德高尚的人，我要去怜悯别人，我要去爱别人。
This is not try to give people feel good. I'm a good people in high moral quality, and I want to have mercy on other people.
这个比喻让我们知道，我们每一个人都是那个被打得半死的。
This parable is make us understand every one of us is the one who beat into half dead.
有一位爱了我。
Someone loved me.
有一位拯救了我。
Someone saved me.
他付出了极重的代价。
He paid a great price.
他把我挽回，拯救回来。
He saved me back. He take me back.
我爱他。
I love him.
这就是那个律法所说的，我爱那个怜悯我的那一个。
Just like the lawyer said, I love this one who have mercy.
然后上帝对我们说。
Then God say to us,
你如果爱那个怜悯你的那一个，那你就去像他那样去行，行在别人身上。
And if you love the one who gave you mercy, then you do according to what he did, have mercy on other people.
圣经告诉我们，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Bible told us we love because he loved us first.
如果我们不知道神先爱我们，我们对别人的爱一定是短暂的。
If we don't know God loved us, so our love to other people must be temporary.
我发生在我自己身上就有这样的一件事情。
And those things happen to me here.
我们从人的角度来看，人世间最伟大的爱，我往往说就是母爱了。
From people's view, probably we always think the greatest love we can show is the mother's love.
啊，母爱是最伟大的。
And we always say the mother's love is the greatest.
母爱是最无私的。
And it's the most selfless.
啊，那么其实我把这个分享出来，我确实是我自己对我印象很深的一件事情。
And I say this because this made a very impression to me.
就是当我刚结婚的时候
，When I was just married，
我的妈妈把我的妻子冯海姊妹单独叫到一边。
My mother called my wife 冯海。
单独叫一遍，就说你要去告诉冯涛。
And told 冯海 said you got to tell 冯涛。
你要让冯涛永远爱他的妈妈，爱我超过爱你。
And you got to tell 冯涛 that 冯涛 should love his mother more than love you。
中国人嘛。
It's Chinese。
百善孝为先呐。
Every goodness, the honor your parents should be the very top。
养你这么大。
I raise you up.
要孝顺啊。
You should be love to me first.
家是最重要。
And the family is the most important.
所以孟子怎么解释这个中国历史上的这个禅让，就是尧把他的国位让给了舜，舜把他的国位让给了禹，就没有让给他自己的孩子，就让给了外人。孟子怎么解释这个事情？
So Confucius actually explained several dynasty change that one emperor didn't pass his kingdom to his children and passed to other people. And how Confucius explained this?
其实这个尧舜禹他们是很伟大哈，他们没有把这个王位啊留给自己家里的人，他把这个王位给出去了。
It's the earlier king of three great kings in Chinese history, Rao Sun Yu, that three great kings. They didn't give their kingship to their own children, they gave to other people.
孟子怎么解释呢？因为孟子很强调孝嘛，要孝道嘛。
So Confucius actually how to explain this, because he always very emphasized in the respect to your parents, this type of virtue.
他说因为饶的孩子对他不孝顺。
And Confucius explains Rao, the first king, didn't give this kingship to his children is because his children is not respectful, not good to their parents.
所以他把这个王位给别人。
So he gave his kingship to other people.
所以就是因为这一点。
It's because of this.
我必须要很诚实的讲。
And I have to be honestly say,for that particular incident.
我们华人真的要回转到上帝这里来。
And our Chinese, we need return to God.
当我妈妈那个时候跟我的妻子这样讲的时候，
when,
我就知道了。
When my mother told my wife that way, I know.
这个世界上最爱我的那一位。
And I know that in this world who loved me the most.
真正不计回报的。
The only thing is don't count for return.
真正把一切都给我的。
Only the one who truly gave me everything.
是耶稣。
Is Jesus.
是耶稣。
Is Jesus.
当我还是仇，是上帝的仇敌的时候。
When I was still the enemy of God.
他就爱我。
He loved me.
他为我去死在十字架上。
He died on cross for me.
他不要让我回报他什么。
He don't want me to repay him.
他不要让我的妻子永远爱他要超过爱我。
He didn't say my wife have loved her, him more than love me.
所以好撒玛利亚人的比喻不是要让我们去哇，做一个假冒为善的人，是觉得自己哇，好像是比别人更好，比别人更高尚。
So the Good Samaritan parable is not teach us to become a good moral character. We have be great than other people in moral and like this.
好，撒玛利亚人比喻是让我们看到，我们是蒙了怜悯的人呐。
So the Good Samaritan parable is let us see we are the one who have Have mercy.
我们要爱那个怜悯我的那一个。
We should love the one who show us the mercy.
我爱怜悯我的那一个，我就要效法他，去怜悯那些跟我一样的人，或者跟我以前的我一样的人。
I love this person who show mercy to me, and then I have to follow his way to show mercy and love the other people like me.
啊，我们一起来读以弗所书的二章八至九节。
Let's look at the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 9. Let's read together.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们继续读哈，继续读加拉太书二章十六节。知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督。连我们也信了基督耶稣，使我们因信基督称义，不因行律法称义。因为凡有血气的，没有一人因行律法称义。我不废掉神的恩，义若是借着律法得者，基督就是徒然死了。所以那个律法师来问耶稣，一开始他就错了。
So this lawyer come to Jesus to ask a question. Actually, it's long from the very beginning.
他一开始问耶稣，他说我要遵行怎样的律法我才能得永生。
And he said, "What law should I follow so I have eternal life?"
那圣经告诉我们，得永生得救不是靠行律法。
So Bible told us have a salvation, we have eternal life is not because of follow the law.
是靠信耶稣。
Is by Trust in Jesus Christ, believe in Jesus Christ.
你是那个打得半死的人，你是那个罪和死亡下的奴隶，你没有自由，你打得半死，你能做什么呢？
You're the one who beaten half dead. You're in the slavery and the sin and the bondage of sin. You're beaten half dead. You don't have a ability. What you can do?
你唯一能做的事情就是接受上帝对我的怜悯，接受那个好撒玛利亚人对我的医治和拯救。
The only things you can do is accept the mercy of a salvation that God gave to me, like that, have that person to accept that good Samaritan, the healing and his care.
这就是信耶稣。
And that's what trust in Jesus Christ.
我信耶稣在十字架上，我信耶稣上帝的独生爱子。
And I believe in Jesus Christ, our God only begotten Son.
他在十字架上担负我的罪，代替我在十字架上接受了罪的刑罚。
He bear my sin and as a substitute of me to accept the punishment of sin on the cross.
他用他的血洁净了我。
And he used his blood as cleansing me.
我身上到处都是犯罪带来的伤口。
I was all the wounds of a sin over my body.
他把他自己披在我身上，遮蔽我。
And he clothed me with himself. He covered me.
他在十字架上的牺牲拯救了我。
His death on cross saved me.
所以我要爱他。
So I want to love him.
爱他，上帝就对那些爱上帝的人说，上帝怎样怜悯了你，怎样爱了你，你也去爱别人。
So love God, God said to those who love him, said how God loved you in the same way you loved other people.
福斯德他讲过一句话。
Foster said one time he said this.
他说如果我知道，我真正的知道上帝爱我，他说那我一切都改变了。
He said if I truly know that God loved me, then everything to me will change.
我不再是这个了无生气的这个心绪宇宙当中的一个没有意义的一个小点。
I'm no longer a very insignificant point in this lifeless universe.
我是一个永恒的受造物。
And I am an eternal creature.
我有最高的价值。
I have utmost value.
我是活在上帝爱当中的一个。
I'm the one who live in the love of God.
所以福斯德说，如果我真知道上帝爱我，我一切都改变了。
So Foster said, if I know, truly know that God loved me, everything of me will change.
德国人卡尔巴特就是被很多人说他是二十世纪最重要的神学家。
And Karl Barth, who is considered the most important theologian in the 20th century.
后来当他快要离开世界的时候，人家问他，就是你能不能把你一生啊，对圣经的研究，对神的研究总结成一个最简单的描述留给我们。你离了一生，你到底你从圣经当中你到底看到什么？
And in the end of life, people ask him, can you summarize your whole life, your study of the theology of God and of Bible? Can you just simplify with one sentence to tell us what you find?
后来他说我看到的是耶稣爱我，我知道因有圣经告诉我。
And he said, Jesus loved me that I know for the Bible tell me so.
很多人都知道这句话。
Everyone knows this.
这就是一个最被人称为上个世纪最伟大的神学家，他说我就看到这些。
And think about this is that a person who considered the last century the most significant important theologian, and he come up with.
因为上帝爱我。
Because God loved me.
所以我爱上帝。
So I love God.
所以我爱那些上帝所爱的人。
So I love those who God loves.
啊，我们一起来读一处圣经。
So let's read the Romans.
五章六至八节。
Chapter 5 verse 6 to 8. Let's read together.
啊，我们一起来读。六节起，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。我们再来一起读约翰一书的四章的几节经文。
One more verse.
神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生，神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。我们爱，因为神先爱我们。人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子，道成肉身来到世界上。
We thank you, send you only begotten Son Jesus Christ, the Word become flesh, come to this world.
来寻找拯救我们这些注定沉沦灭亡的罪人。
Come to looking for us to save us who are deemed to be punished and to have an eternal loss.
感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上代替我接受罪的刑罚。
And I thank Jesus that as a substitute of me on the cross and take upon the judgment of sin.
受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
Was dead and buried and third day raised from the dead.
用他在十字架上流出的宝血洗净了我的一切罪。
And washed me clean all my sins with his blood shed on the cross.
让我能够成为神的儿女。
And make me become a children of God.
让我成为新造的人。
And make me a new creature.
我愿来尽心尽性尽意尽力的来爱主耶稣基督，就是拯救我的那一位。
I want to love Jesus with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, and with all my mind.
我也愿意效法主耶稣基督，去爱那些神所爱的人。
And also, I want to follow Jesus to love those who God loves.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
And such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.